Hawaii's Transient Accommodation Tax, or TAT, is a tax on hotel room revenue. Last year, the tax raked in approximately $485 million, which isn't a big chunk of Hawaii's $13 billion state budget. But as University of Hawaii at Manoa's economics professor Carr Bonham explains, this is the go-to revenue source for lawmakers in a bind.
Yes, the TAT is a kind of easy thing to go to, and there's a reason for that. The tourists don't vote. It's a kind of an easy target because, you know, if you're changing the excise tax, you're taxing your voting constituents.
The legislature tapped TAT revenue in 2009 and again in 2011 to address the state budget shortfall. And when public pressure to preserve land near Turtle Bay Resort on Oahu's North Shore hit legislators, it was the TAT to the rescue. The state's most politically feasible revenue source has come a long way. In fact, initially, Hawaii didn't even realize taxing tourists was a thing.
We were pretty late to the game in terms of, this is a very, very common tax around the world. A hotel room tax is usually what it's referred to. It came to be accepted because there was a desire to have a funding source for general tourism promotion. So they started collecting tax in January of 87, and at the time, the tax rate was 5%.
At the time, TAT revenue went straight into the state general fund. The first change in TAT distribution went to the counties in 1990. 95% of the TAT revenue collected through the early 90s was distributed to the counties.
The counties pay for a large amount of services that are necessary to host visitors.
Since then, the county's distribution rate has changed more than a dozen times. The current proposal on the table at the Hawaii State Legislature seeks to fill a gap in the $10 billion Honolulu Rail project, and TAT is part of that equation. But for county governments,
you're talking about a statewide tax to pay for a Oahu project. You're imposing a burden on those counties that they're not receiving any benefit from.
Over the past 20 years, the legislature nearly doubled the TAT rate to 9.25%. Now, lawmakers are looking for another 1% increase in the TAT and a 13-year extension to 2030. And that raises additional questions, says Bonham.
One first question is, do you believe that the TAT increase will actually sunset? Increases of 1% in 2009 and 1% in 2010, they didn't sunset, right? They're permanent now. So that's one thing. Do you believe it? An important question is whether or not our taxes are too high relative to other destinations.
Making competition for tourists part of the complicated equation of paying for Honolulu's rail project. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.